Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to McCartan Before Midnight here on The Fan in New York City after a Mets meltdown, losing 2 of 2 so far in Atlanta. Crucial games lost at the hands of Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer. They're not out of it yet, but I've got a question, big question mark about the lineup that Buck Showalter's trotting out there. I mean, everybody likes to point to Tyler Naquin, which, yes, over his last 8 games, he's hitting under 200 now. No home runs, just 2 extra base hits, 1 RBI, not a single walk. And you got to ask yourself, how much are the Mets missing Starling Marte? I mean, a lot. And he's still in pain, so I don't know when he's going to be back. But Naquin is like the only option out there in right field, because if Canna's in left and Nimmo's in right, or in center, I'm sorry, then that leaves Naquin the only option right for real. And that doesn't fall on Buck Showalter's shoulders. That falls on the shoulders of the general manager of the New York Mets for the failure to address outfield depth at the trade deadline, among other things. A catcher, per se, an offensive catcher, per se, like, I don't know, Wilson Contreras, as if he wasn't out there, or, you know, a reliable reliever, David Robertson, as if he wasn't out there to go and get. But the failure to put a lineup that makes sense is on the manager. Why is Pete Alonso hitting second? Why is Jim McNeil hitting cleanup? Right? You look at Jeff McNeil on the year. Jeff McNeil on the year has hit 7 home runs total. 7 on the year. Okay? So, you know, depending on what Freddie Freeman does tonight. But at the conclusion of the Met game, Jeff McNeil is just 4 points behind Freeman for the highest batting average in the entire league. So you're putting him fourth with 7 home runs. For what reason? The guy gets on base and puts the ball in play. And then you get Alonso, who is leading Major League Baseball in RBI. And you put him in a spot where there's only, theoretically, 1 guy ahead of him eligible to get on base. Make it make sense. Okay, so Alonso gets on base, let's just say. And then he jams up the base pass for Lindor and McNeil behind him. Hey, I'm not being mean here. Pete Alonso is not a threat at all to run, to take a base, to swipe a base in a crucial situation, to go first to home in a crucial situation. And with Marte out, Lindor is the team leader in stolen bases for the New York Mets. Why clog up the base paths with Alonso in front of him? Alonso is a ball and chain to a guy like Lindor behind him on the base paths. Station to station go Lindor. Station to station go McNeil behind Pete Alonso on the base paths. Switch him! You know, Buck Showalter has kept the batting order largely intact throughout the entire season. So why start screwing with it now? Make it make sense. Along with the McGill thing, make it make sense. And Eduardo Escobar, who has been nothing but clutch for this team, like every day the past couple of games, banished to fifth in the order? Make it make sense. Oh, and Alvarez brought up entirely too late. How can you expect the kid to acclimate to major league pitching in the most high-pressure situation in his career, in the Mets season for the year of 2022? Game one against the Atlanta Braves with the NL East hanging in the balance on the line. Alvarez was swinging so hard. It was bases loaded, right? He was swinging so hard, he was trying to hit the ball to freaking Mars. The bat flew out of his hands not once, but twice in that game. An occurrence that he says doesn't happen often at all after the game he said that. Make it make sense. The Mets can't get out of their own way. Craig in Rhode Island, you're up next on The Fan.
Awesome show. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you know, I'm so disappointed. I'm sick to my stomach. I'm looking at this. Again, you know, you bring up points about Buck. No one wants to talk about it. There's a lot here. What I'm very nervous about is at some point, and I hate to see, and this is what I hate. I'm so upset tonight, Daniel. I can't even begin to get into this. But what makes me upset is right now I'm already settling for the wild card. And right now, I have my little notebook out, and I'm writing up a sheet of paper about at what point are the Mets just going to have to concede and start to plot what their rotation is going to be for next weekend.
Yep.
When now, all of a sudden, we have to host the wild card game.
Yep.
This is unbelievable. And I heard how the Marlins came up with their news today. Alcantara's done for the season. So, you know, the Braves are going to walk all over them. Fine. Maybe Bassett gets it done tomorrow night. He'll probably eat up 8 innings, let up, you know, something like 4 runs. But we won't be able to score any more than 2. And now all of a sudden you're playing for the wild card spot. And I guess I'm just curious to hear the take from your end in terms of when will they say the Mets do win tomorrow night. When will they actually have to figure out, you know, in other words, is there a scenario next week where DeGrom or Scherzer is pitching against the Nationals to try to recover the division, or at some point you just actually concede to have those guys ready for the wild card?
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Craig, awesome. You know, awesome call. I love the passion here. I'm looking at, they've got the rotation set. You got, like you said, Bassett going tomorrow. You've got then Carrasco in game one against the Nationals, Walker in game two against the Nationals. We know how those games may or may not go. And then you got DeGrom slated in October 5th. What do you do? It's the last game of the year. I mean, they could need him, right? So then what do you look at? All right, you pitch him on, you know, do you pitch him in game one of a wild card series or you go to Scherzer? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But it's something that, and then how do I say this? The Mets needed to stay out of this wild card. You want to know why? Because then they could set their rotation for the next round and don't have to worry about this. Now they're going to have to go into the next series with not their top two guys. Who are the top two guys anymore anyway at the top of that rotation? It's like worst case scenario for the Mets to be a wild card team in this year's postseason.
No, it actually isn't. If I could just get this last thing in here. First of all, okay, Milwaukee, you never know. They still might sneak in. Who knows? San Diego today, the Padres daily, they're all nervous. They've been up and down. But I think this is a very interesting point. Now, if the Mets make the wild card, say they sweep the wild card, they could easily get guys somewhat rested for that October 11th start against the Dodgers. And the sort of lingering question from Mets fans will be, would you rather play the Dodgers in 5 or would you rather play the Dodgers in 7? Now, obviously, what changes the entire question there is the fact that you would have to go through that wild card round. You wouldn't be set rest. But, I mean, I can't even believe I'm having this conversation.
I know.
It's so ridiculous. I just have to listen. I needed to vent. Let's go, Mets. Bassett will be fine tomorrow night, and we'll see where we are a week from now. Thanks for a great show.
Yeah, Craig, thanks for the great call. You look at, let's see, pitching rotation. If DeGrom, in fact, does make that start October 5th, all right, and the Mets end up being the NL wildcard team, that game one is on October 7th. You can't throw DeGrom in that game. You just can't. It's like, well, let me count the days. Do I need a calendar here? The 5th, so that would be 1, 2 days of rest, 3 days of rest. DeGrom in his career has never pitched on 3 days of rest. So when he goes on, it'll be the fourth day of rest, would be the October 9th. October 9th would be a game three if necessary. You got to pitch him on 3 days of rest. He's never done it in his career before. Never, ever. And he's best with, actually, he's best with 6 days of rest or more. That's when he's at his best. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, this is worst case scenario if the New York Mets. If you're the New York Mets, you're looking at this and you're like, how did this happen? Worst case. Jacob DeGrom, I'm looking at baseballreference.com. Days of rest, career splits. There's never been a day where he's pitched on less than 4 days. It's 4 days, 5 days, or 6 days of rest, and that's it. Tom in Florida, you're up next on The Fan.
Hey, thanks for my call.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for making it.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about the Mets real quick.
Yep.
You know, I've been a fan of this team for probably 25 years now, ever since I was a little kid. And I've really only seen them make the postseason, I don't know, like five times, six times.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, because I'd say like 98 was when I started becoming a fan.
All right, let's get to it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is, when you look at it, like this year has been a good year, right? 98 wins. I think we all would have signed up for that. They're likely going to win 100 games. I think that a lot of Met fans out there and a lot of Met fans on this radio station, talking about the host particularly, have underestimated the Braves this entire year. The Braves have been playing like close to the, basically like neck and neck with the Dodgers as the best team in the league this year, ever since June 1st. You know, when you look at how they started the season mm-hmm. and then where they're at right now, mm-hmm. I mean, it's insane. So, look, the Mets, this is a process, okay? And if they settle for a wild card spot, look, they don't make the playoffs consistently. They're not like the Dodgers. They're not like the Braves. They're not like the Yankees, where, like, they're constantly, like, 90-game winners. I mean, how many seasons do we just, like, watch this team and it's like, they finished 5-10 games below 500.
All right, so what you're saying here, Tom, and you're roundabout saying that you're just satisfied with where the Mets are in terms of the number of wins. Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm satisfied with the number of wins. Look, I obviously want them to win the division, right? You know, because they've had that first place seed this entire time. But the thing is, like, when you look at the rosters, I mean, the Braves are the reigning champions, you know? Like, we can't underestimate that. And the Mets, they haven't done things consistently for years. I think this year is a step in the right direction. I think with ownership, you know, with Cohen being able to spend money, you know, retain guys in the farm system, I think for years to come, this is going to be a good team.
Yeah, but what happens when Jacob DeGrom bolts next year? Then what?
Well, what I would say is Jacob DeGrom has pitched in only 1 year in the playoffs. Right? So if he does bolt next year, well, guess what? That frees up more capital to sign other players.
Pitching is king, you know.
Well, Danielle, he's only been around since, like, August 1st. You know, the guy can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big concern. I mean, Max Scherzer's out there. He's, what is he, 38? He's throwing, like, 7 innings, like, sometimes 8 innings, like, no problem. I mean, come on. You know, I see
where you're going.
It's frustrating, but, like, I know. You know, I don't want to see Jacob go. I mean, he's been, like, their best pitcher, you know, arguably since Tom Seaver.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, like,
he can't stay out there. Right. And the thought, Tom, thanks for the call there. The thought I was having before as I was walking in here was, all right, do you let DeGrom walk, right? Reallocate that money elsewhere, you know, like a position player that's going to play every day in, you know, right field for you, number 99, I think I would do it. I would do that. All right, we have to hit the break here. So more Mets talk, of course, coming up after the break. And What a meltdown it has been in Atlanta over these past 2 days, tonight included. DeGrom, Scherzer, 1-2. That's like a 1-2 knockout for the New York Mets in a bad way. I'm Danielle McCartan with you till 2 here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.